who meddle in things that aren't their business. I don't mean meddling in things that, like exhorting someone to righteousness or rebuking someone. I don't mean that necessarily. I mean like, you know, all about the affairs of things that they really don't have any business in. Busybodies. Speaking things which they ought not. That pretty much defines it right there. Verse 14, which I will therefore, marry, bear children, guide the house. It's like an important job. I know today we don't put any value on it, our society, which I think is just dumb. I put a lot of value on the things my wife does. Guide the house under my authority. Don't give any occasion, which is a starting point, or not in a figurative sense, an opportunity, occasion, for the adversary to speak reproachfully. There can be a source of much evil. Idle things. Idle hands. Not doing the things that they ought to do. So I always rejoice when I see a young married couple and they begin to have children, because that's what they ought to be about. It does a man well to be a father. I know this. Even though I'm not finished, I know how much good it has done for me. So if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. Let not the church be charged, for it may relieve widows indeed. I kind of covered that when I started that out. Let's do it at 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the Spirit saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his hire. Of his reward, sorry. The labor is worthy of his hire. That's actually a quotation from Jesus, not from the Old Testament, I believe. I don't know that the laborer is worthy of his hire. Is a Old Testament verse, but Jesus in Matthew 10:10 says the workman is worthy of his meat. That is what, and that's not from the Old Testament. That's from the Lord Himself. And the other part of that, thou shalt not, that's from the law. In the law, thou shalt not muzzle the ox. It's an allegorical type of thing. It says the thing that is working at something is allowed to enjoy the fruits of it. And so the elders that rule well are kind of worthy of double honor. A lot of times honor, like honor your father, is used in the sense of like supporting them, okay? And here he's also using it in support of those who labor in the word and doctrine. But I like the honor that the doctrine is given, because as he said in the previous chapter, taking heed to the doctrine and to yourself, because by your own example and by the doctrine, you are saved, and also those that hear you are saved, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word and doctrine is very important. Verse 19, against an elder receive not accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin, rebuke. Whoa, wait a second. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others may also fear. Consider that. I thought he just said, don't rebuke an elder. Now he says, rebuke an elder. That's how you know. You got to be able to discern. That's why I said all along, it is by the Spirit. Rebuke on an elder is not like this ultimate law. If there's an accusation that comes, like let's say three women come and say, He tried to rape us. Rebuke him in front of everyone. Hopefully, if it was that severe, obviously the guy would be going off to jail. But let's say, something less. You know, he made a dirty remark. Or he, squeezed my buttock. Or something like that. Something inappropriate. And there are witnesses to it. They should be rebuked in front of everybody. Elder or not. Those that sin, rebuke before all. The others may also fear. See, you don't rebuke an elder in some like small matter. Exhort him. Like, you should be doing this more. I want to see more of this out of you. Like in a sense of like we don't rebuke people in order to exceed in righteousness. We exhort, right? We want to exhort for positive things. But we charge against the things that you should not, right? And so when it comes to sin, the rebuke comes forward. But when it comes to things that we're trying to get people to move it forward in, like you said, rebuke not an elder, neither a younger man, neither an elder woman, or a younger. He's saying, entreat them. But, see, he didn't have sin in mind when he was saying that. Because there are things less than sin you could be rebuked for. Like I said, it's like, you don't say, you need to give more attention to doctrine. Yeah, I wouldn't rebuke him. I'd say, I'd like to encourage you not to neglect the gift that is in you. Not to forget that God has given you this gift to teach, and an elder should teach. Therefore, I'm encouraging you. Or the young men, it's like, listen, doctrine is so very important. The word. Give all diligence to it. Not like, you should be studying more. That's not how we do it. It's not how we should. Okay, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities.